This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. I-70 westbound is closed between Copper Mountain and East Vail due to high winds and snowy conditions. Drivers headed east are still allowed to use the highway if they are outfitted with chains, snow tires, or four-wheel drive. A state hotline for students to report potential school threats or violence saw a drop in calls last school year. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The Safe to Tell line received more than 11,000 anonymous tips. That's a 45% decrease from the year before. Calls related to suicide threats were the most common, followed by reports of drugs and bullying. The amount of tips started to increase in March as schools returned to in-person classes. Youth who called in with a mental health concern were given the option to connect with Colorado Crisis Services. During the holiday break, when school is closed, the tip service is available to students and community members. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Telluride man has been arrested for participating in the storming of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Avery McCracken is accused of grabbing, pushing, and hitting two D.C. police officers. The officers were trying to stop the crowd from breaking into the building. McCracken is 68 years old and faces numerous felony charges. He's currently in jail. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for hanging out with us on your Wednesday morning, almost afternoon. I appreciate you tuning in to CPR and KRCC. This hour, we are starting with the takeaway. Kellogg's hopes to hire 1,400 permanent employees to replace those continuing to strike for better pay. The union representing strikers voted against a tentative agreement last week as it didn't eliminate the contentious two-tiered pay structure that workers are protesting. We will hear the latest about this effort within the larger labor movement at the end of 2021. Stay tuned for that.